Ye Shall Have Peace in Me by Chakel Wardley, Church Magazines. Jesus Christ is not only the source of peace, but also the source of all good things. Throughout 2018, the world has seen some heartbreaking, confusing, and downright terrifying situations happening all around the world. And along with all this, we've also been faced with individual trials, worries, decisions, and temptations every day. Luckily for us, this year's mutual theme has been a constant reminder of how we can find peace. It contains the Savior's promise in Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. It's true. But Jesus Christ is not only the source of peace in this loud and unstable world, he is the source of all things good. President Russell M. Nelson has taught, just as the Savior offers peace that passeth all understanding, he also offers an intensity, depth, and breadth of joy that defy human logic or mortal comprehension. His joy is constant, assuring us that our affliction shall be but a small moment and be consecrated to our gain. With that in mind, take a moment to look back on the past 12 months. Can you think of any moments when the Savior's brought you peace? When the Savior brought you peace? When you were anxious? When he filled you with joy? When you were in the middle of a difficult challenge? Or when you were feeling lonely and were reminded that he is always with you and aware of you? If you look closely, you will truly see how often the Savior and Heavenly Father direct your life. No matter what your circumstances may be, you can always turn to Heavenly Father and the Savior for help. Here's an experience a young woman from Minnesota, USA, shared about how the Savior continues to bring her peace. When I'm worried, I take my fears and concerns to Heavenly Father in prayer, just like the Savior did. I share everything with him, and I'm comforted because I know that he and Jesus Christ both understand what I'm going through and will do everything they can to help me. I don't have the best home life, so when I pray about my troubles, it brings the Spirit into my room and creates a peaceful sanctuary away from the arguing and instability. Because I have spiritual experiences in my room, it is a holy place I can go to when I don't feel peace anywhere else in my home. The promise in Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23, can be a constant guide in your life when you're feeling overwhelmed. Regardless of the trials you may be facing, if you continue to learn more about the Savior, listen to his words, walk in meekness as he did, and reach for him in both good times and bad, he will turn your trials into triumphs. He will turn your attitude to gratitude. He will bring you hope when things feel hopeless. He will change your weaknesses to strengths. And lastly, he will bring you true peace. 2019 mutual theme. Yes, 2018 is coming to a close, but if you continue following the pattern of finding peace in Christ, you will be better able to keep his commandments and become more like him, which brings us to the mutual theme for 2019, which is, if ye love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. What better way to show your love and gratitude for the Savior than by following his example and keeping his commandments? I can't think of anything more powerful than that. There are specific promises and blessings you can receive from each commandment you keep. But one thing is for sure. When you choose to follow and obey the Savior, his promised blessings to you will be fulfilled. There are so many blessings Heavenly Father has in store for each of us, some so glorious that we can't even imagine them. And they can be yours if you do your best to keep His commandments and love and trust Him with all your heart. By doing so, you will find greater freedom, direction, strength, joy, hope, and peace in your life. End of Ye Shall Have Peace in Me by Shaquelle Wardley, Church Magazines, read by Jane Wise.